beauty day, man. Let's take the boat out.
Sure. Toss me a life jacket. Try that again. One more time. What about my shades?
1 in 3 fatalities on our waterways is caused by impaired boating. Make the smart choice. Don't boat impaired.
We really should stay on the dock.
A message from Mad Canada.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Katie on Gnome City. Yeah, that's like one of my favorite advertising people. I love Mad Canada. You know it. I think I play them like at least every other week. But yeah, we were just listening to a song called Future Ways by Atsuko Chiba. And I just thought that fit in here, just in the theme of like inspirational guitar. I thought it was just very enjoyable. It's a bit more like cheerful and just like free and fun. And I thought the bass was also really sick. And then before that, we had Frontline Dub by Holly Cook. And I kind of just wanted to see what would happen if I put Holly Cook next to Papa M. And it was a little jarring, I must say, but it was pretty fun too. And yeah, I kind of don't know much about dub. I think it's like an offshoot of reggae. And I thought that was really just like, it's like a fun genre to experiment with, I think, if you're looking for inspiration. And I like that the album is called Shy Girl in Dub, but it has an exclamation point at the end. So it's like, she's shy, but she's also excited. I think that's really sweet. But yeah, that was Holly Cook. And before that, we were listening to Papa M to finish off our exploration into David Pio's guitar playing. And yeah, so speaking of guitar playing, the other day I played at an open mic for the first time ever. I played some Mazzy Star. It was Give You My Lovin', and it was very fun and embarrassing. I had to close my eyes so I didn't feel too scared. But it was at this place called Trainwreck, and it's in Port Moody. It's on like St. John Street. So that's kind of sick. I didn't realize that P. Moody had so many cool things. I was also at Brave Brewing the other day, and they have like weekly open mics, and they also have weekly poetry open mics, so music and poetry. So like, if you're in Port Moody, like, you don't have to travel all the way downtown. We have lots of really cool, exciting stuff. But yeah, that was Trainwreck. They have open mics on Mondays, and they also have karaoke on Wednesdays, I believe. But yeah, in honor of my facing my fears and open miking, and that I think you guys should too, and maybe I'll see you at the open mic if you come by and you can dedicate your songs to Gnome City. But yeah, we're going to listen to Blue Flower, which, dude, the guitar in this song just hypes me up. Like, it's simple, but I think the best guitaring is just like simple, but just something to speak to your heart, not to your brain, you know? So cheesy. But yeah, this is Blue Flower. Oh, is it? There we go.
We'll be right back. I'll never forget it. I remember everything about our hotel rooms with the double locked doors in between. And how I couldn't breathe when you left, filled with a mixture of thrill and regret and guilt and desire. The way you talked to me was wild and true, that half smile and that glow in you. Your faded blue wagon, your steely-eyed stare, your signature salt and pepper hair. You said, "Is this the house?" I said, "Yeah, that's me right there." But I didn't get out.
That was Living With It by Charlotte Cornfield. Oh, so gorgeous. Makes me very sad. Just, I love that. I love her voice. And you know who she was singing with? This is going to blow your mind. She was singing with Feist, as in Leslie Feist, of like the early Canada indie rock explosion. And yeah, we actually talked about that on Gnome City the other week, so that's pretty cool. They were working together. There's lots of really cool collaborations on this new album. It's called Living With It. She also had Buck Meek, which is the guitar player of Big Thief. You might recognize him from his really annoying solo in Shark Smile. And I don't mean annoying in a bad way. Annoying in music can be beautiful and amazing. Yeah, I love that song. But, yeah, now we're gonna just end off this beautiful day listening to Long Game by the same lady, Charlotte Cornfield. She's really cool. She's one of those people where you would think she came from nowhere, but she's been, like, this is her sixth album, and she's got, like, a degree in jazz drumming from Concordia. Super cool. Yeah, this is a really fun song. It has this lyric that's, like, "You're putting up curtains in my moldy bathroom." And I love that idea of, like, you know, you're trying to make a home, but there's work to be done that's, like, beyond what you can do. You know, curtains isn't going to solve anything. And I think that's really silly and fun. But yeah, thank you so much for listening to Gnome City this week. Next up, we have Department Uno with Connor to listen to some more amazing music from the CJSF library. But yeah, have a great week. Thanks for listening.
19 at the bar, with a nylon string guitar, 10 friends in the crowd, 2 drink tickets down. Feeling jaggy lines on the ceiling, paint job in my room. Someone should have said that kid needs a vacuum, and it sure as hell wasn't you. You were putting up a curtain in my moldy bathroom, bringing a pizza bite, telling two truths, one lie. I really wanted to believe you, I really wanted to see. Early chill of fall, playing pop Montreal. I wanted to make it a good one, I wanted to make it count. I was still having fun, worship my idols and wanted to be one. We were all listening to Neil Young. You said your favorite record was Zuma. I always dug you in your sense of humor. 2 a.m. with your hand in mine, 2 a.m. with our love in mine. It was our love, and coming out of it unscathed was impossible. I changed, was it mystified in the same said you wouldn't turn around, but it was hard to go. We moved too fast when it could have been slow. Got too high, cue the crushing low. Now I've been everywhere, I'm Hank Snow. I could have let it die, I guess I never grow. It's a long